Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
What is up, everybody? Thank y'all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Today is going to be a bit of a history lesson slash kind of a breakdown of where the Nuggets are at well into the free agency period and how they're in such a weird position right now. It's the Nuggets' position right now is very unsettling. It is at, you can argue, at a pivot point, and the Nuggets really do need to kind of look at where the direction they're going, and I'll talk about choice. But first, I need to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball to golf to soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker. Unwind in one of their 150 slots games. As I said before, one-stop shop. I myself don't gamble, but if I did, I would use some way place like BetOnline because I would want the security and knowledge to know that where I'm going is got everything I need at my fingertips and I don't need to go to a million places. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, all caps, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That is promo code BLEAV, in all caps, BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online, the game starts here. So Stan Kroenke is, I can't believe people forgot this. I'm going to be honest with you. Stan Kroenke has been a big advocate of the salary cap, the hard salary cap, since he came into sports ownership. Obviously, the NFL already had one when he joined in with the Georgia Frontier in the mid-90s, and obviously that was part of the deal. But when he bought into hockey and into the NBA, his pursuit of a hard cap in both sports was not exactly subtle. And it was achieved in 2004 in the NHL. In a hard cap and a reduction of the hockey related income, it was really a hard line stance that almost destroyed a season of hockey and all that stuff. In the NBA, it's been different because the NBA Players Union is a lot stronger. And due to a massive, and I do mean massive cell phone, the players subjugated themselves to a pseudo hard cap. It's not a hard cap, but it's as close as the NBA is probably ever going to get. And that's just fine for Stan Kroenke. Flashback to 2011 in the last lockout that nearly canceled the 2011-12 NBA season. Then Stan Kroenke was one of the hardliners. Kroenke and Dane Gilbert and a few others were heavily pushing for an NFL-style hard cap with franchise tag and all that stuff, so really copying the NFL when it comes to that sort of thing. A lot of this was largely with stand in response to Carmelo Anthony and what happened with Carmelo Anthony, and it was very, very vigorous that Stan was urging the ownerships to adopt the NFL style thing, because he was already owning the Rams. And the interesting complicating thing at this point is that Kroenke wasn't supposed to have any direct involvement with the Denver Nuggets at this point, because he was fully in control of the Rams, and because of the NFL's agreements that you can't have cross NBA teams and NFL teams in the same, not NFL, but you can't own different sports franchises in the same city. So Stan had to give up ownership to his wife and leave it in a trust run by Josh Kroenke. It was a revocable trust, and you've seen it since with Stan Kroenke officially back in charge of the Denver Nuggets. But Stan was behind the scenes urging the owners to adopt a hard cap, and it didn't work. The most they got was increased penalties for different levels of going into the tax. And they also changed the sign and trade rules, which was the Carmelo Anthony thing. It was Stan Kroenke, Dane Gilbert, some of these small market owners really trying to get their ways. Hard caps don't necessarily favor small markets. And I think people misunderstand what a hard cap is. A hard cap doesn't make small market teams better. It makes rich teams worse. That's the full intent of a salary cap is not to make people better. It is to make people worse. And if you notice in the NFL, it is a narrow band of mediocre to kind of good. There's not really excellent teams in the NFL. It is variations of mediocre to good. There's the great teams ended in the 90s, essentially, because the New England Patriots, geez. The New England Patriots aren't really a dynasty in the truest sense, but they were able to massage things and make it to where Tom Brady, they had a transit, you know, a once in a generation kind of player, and they were able to win six, seven Super Bowls because Tom Brady was that good, and they were able to do it intermittently and sometimes consecutively. But you know, that's the myth of parity. A true parity isn't necessarily a thing. The people who has the best players generally wins. So you got Patrick Mahomes on the Kansas City Chiefs. They've won, you know, three of the last four Super Bowls. You have Tom Brady, of course, and you had Eli Manning, and you had Peyton Manning. Really, the parody in itself, as NFL-style parody, is a myth. Really, it just is trying to prevent consecutive winners and do all that stuff that you get. You don't see generally you don't see dynasties in hockey or anything like that. And people always point to baseball, but baseball has more parity than people think it does. It's just, it's the teams that don't spend anything don't tend to win anything unless they start to spend. So all that to say, that's what Stan's model has always been. That's it. If you talk to anyone in the league, they will tell you Stan Kroenke was a big fan of the salary cap. And this is as close as the NBA is going to get to a salary cap. The salary cap is here to stay. It was a cell phone by the players. They didn't need to do this. It probably would have protracted things, and I bet there were uncomfortableness behind the scenes during the negotiations of this thing. And as I explained in a few podcasts ago, this was largely done for the preparation for expansion. Expansion is going to be money that the owners don't have to split with the players, and these teams will disperse the talent in the league, which has been needed for years now, and it will cap these, you know, that cap will be there in place to prevent, you know, an exceedingly rich owner from coming in and doing what they need to do. However, this is not a hard cap, but this is about as close as we're going to get. And the caveat there is the key, because you've seen what the Boston Celtics have done. What they have done is just made the calculation that this roster is, they've got to get while the getting's good. So they've locked in everyone with the knowledge that eventually, you know, these cap restrictions of the second apron are going to have to cause them to disperse this talent. But for right now, they're willing to bite the bullet in order to keep a championship roster together. That is a very notable difference from the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets couldn't have paid Bruce Brown what he got on the market. There was no functional way the Nuggets could have paid him $23 million or something like that per year. 2 years, $46 million, I think, is what he got. And honestly, there's no way the Nuggets could have done that because they only could offer him like $6 million. So, because they didn't have his bird rights. So this was obviously something that complicated that. No one blames the Nuggets for losing Bruce Brown. There's just no functional way they could have matched what the market gave him. And that was the first year of the new penalties for the salary floor, which I've talked about. And that is what caused the Indiana Pacers to overpay Bruce Brown. Because if there was not the you lose your revenue share penalty for the salary floor, I doubt they would have signed Bruce Brown. And the Nuggets would have probably had a puncher's chance to keep him. Fast forward to later, after they lost Bruce Brown, and the choices that were made were very curious, and it pointed to the weirdness that we've experienced this year. It was everything after that, it's actually before that when they drafted three players. But it was shortly after that where they signed all three players to guaranteed contracts, including two second-round picks where they didn't have to. And I pointed this out last year. It's like how unusual this is because they'd already the previous year drafted two players, and it's very, 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 very unusual for teams that are trying to contend to load up on youth. It is just odd. So you come to 2023. After they lose Bruce Brown, essentially what they did was lock up Reggie Jackson, sign Justin Holiday, and sign three rookies. Essentially, they already had Reggie Jackson on the roster, obviously, but essentially what they did was replace Bruce Brown and Jeff Green with three rookies and Justin Holiday. And that set in motion what you've seen this year. The Nuggets have lost, salary dumped Reggie Jackson, lost Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and I'll get to that in just a second. Then they're left with a roster that is half full of rookies who are not rookies, but players on rookie contracts. The Nuggets have 12 players under contract. Six of them, and when they sign Daron Holmes, will be players on rookie contracts. Six. Think about that. Half the roster will be players on rookie contracts. So the Nuggets made a choice. And they made a choice on several different levels. And I do believe you saw a fissure appear. You saw a crack appear in the Nuggets' harmony this offseason, starting with Michael Malone and Calvin Booth, but extending even farther in that. And in the second half of the podcast, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about philosophical differences, and I'm going to talk about how the Nuggets kind of exposed themselves due to a series of choices made from ownership down that has left them in the weirdest possible place they can be. But first, I want to talk to you about Blanchard Family Wines, located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the dairy block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram at Blanchard Family Wines. All of their wines are good. If you like whites, reds, Rieslings, rosés, anything you like, they really have everything you need in one-stop shop. If you want to go to their lower downtown location in the dairy block, but they also have a location in Fort Collins, and they want to have one in Golden, and they have their original location tasting room out there in Sonoma County. I would suggest trying the Pinot. It's really good. Also the Cab's very, very, very nice. But really go down for the vibes. The vibes in the dairy block are great. One of my favorite places to visit if you're stopping there for a drink before a dinner, or if you're just going down for a nice night, Blanchard Family Wines is your place right there in the dairy block. Once again, they're located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field. We're in the middle of the dairy block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. When you go in or you talk to them, tell them Jeff Morton from CSG Podcast sent you.
Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they deliver it for free in days. You heard that right. Days. That way, you get your sofa ASAP and can sit comfortably while figuring out your other modern must-haves. At All Modern, you'll find only the best of modern, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality by our team of experts and designed for real life. That's modern made simple. Shop now at allmodern.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is all about choices. And the Nuggets have made some choices the last 2 years. And when you have the parameter set that your owner will not go into the second apron, you are left with the plan. And it's whether you agree with that plan or not, whether you agree with the choices made or not. And this is an important distinction. And this is an important thing for people to internalize as you go forward with the choices the Denver Nuggets have made. They've made a choice to not trade Michael Porter Jr. They've made a choice not to keep Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They made a choice to go all in on low first-round pick, second-round pick rookies. Those are three choices they've made. No one forced them to do it. And it was put into stark relief by the Boston Celtics choosing to keep a very expensive core together, knowing that they'd have to pay the piper. And this is a choice the Boston Celtics made. The Boston Celtics made a choice to keep that roster together. The Denver Nuggets chose a different path. And nothing was more clear about that than the inability to keep Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. The Nuggets put out, shortly after Pope left, they put out a very terse statement saying that they made a competitive, similar offer to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This is not true. They didn't come close to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Just get that out of your head. Multiple sources have told me that that's not true. And the Nuggets made a choice to not make a similar offer, which was 3 years, $66 million to KCP. That was a choice. The Nuggets are in a position right now because Stan Kroenke probably, I'm not going to call him cheap when it comes to players, but I'm going to say that a second apron is a very convenient excuse to not to be capped. Stans wanted a hard cap for a long time, and I would be relatively certain in saying that Stan would like other owners to adhere to this. But the fly in the ointment was Wick Grosbeck and the Boston Celtics, who went all in on their championship roster. Honestly, there's a ton of teams in the NBA who won't go into the second apron. They just won't do it. Look at the Clippers. Now, the Clippers are kind of weird because if Paul George would have signed the contract they extended, they would have been in the second apron. So it was more of a years thing. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think that that their statement struck me as genuine. But there is just a feeling throughout the league that if you go into the second apron, you're fucked. Pardon my language. So under that circumstance, Stan Kroenke, who is the owner of the Denver Nuggets, would prefer teams adhere to that. But the Boston Celtics, basically thumbing their nose at the second apron, signing their championship core, and saying, fuck it, we're going to let it ride for another couple years, is a fly in the ointment of this thing. Both are choices, because there is no hard cap in the NBA. Functionally, owners would like to say that there is one, but in reality, there's not. You can go into the second apron. You just are kind of frozen with your roster. But if you're going to, like what the Boston Celtics are doing, keep your roster together, then you can do it. But I'm not going to describe this as cheap by Stan. Stan will pay for players. He won't pay for other things, like a practice facility, but he'll pay for players. So I'm not going to call Stan cheap when it comes to this, but he does like a cap. And he would like other owners to stick to that cap, and I don't think that's going to happen. There was a pivot point this offseason that is so fascinating to me, that I don't think people have really begun to sink in. You got another factor here, which is something that I don't think people like to talk about, because everyone likes to think the Nuggets are in lockstep and in harmony at all times. That's, you know, no team is like that. You got personalities on a team, and including up to the front office. What I found notable, and this is just an observation on my part, what I found notable is shortly after the KCP leaving thing happened in the first day of free agency, you heard the rumors of the Nuggets and what Russell Westbrook being interested, had mutual interest. I am fairly certain that if Nikola Jokic didn't say anything, that this wouldn't be something that's floating around right now. Just from an outside observer, I do think that Jokic is like, we can't do this again with the young players, which is just my interpretation. But it just seems from an outside perspective that Jokic and maybe even all the veterans aren't 100% on board with this. I mean, I don't know for certain, but look, it was Jokic's text that said, like, let's put pedal to the metal and win after the All-Star break. And that came at the exclusion of playing Julian Strother, who was back healthy. That meant that there would be no Jalen Pickett. That meant there would be no Hunter Tyson. That this was if we want to win, this means we can't develop these young guys. And this is, once again, my interpretation of this. But it seems kind of on the nose to me that you suddenly see this interest for Russell Westbrook coming from all indication, Nikola Jokic. I don't think necessarily that Russell Westbrook fits into what Calvin Booth wants to do. And I do think this is where the line of demarcation is. There's a ton of different factors happening right now in the league. There's a ton of different elements that are going together to prevent certain things from happening the way they used to happen. Obviously, the second apron. And there's also the holding pattern with not having the the new media deal in, and then, of course, expansion. A lot of this is conspiring to make it a different atmosphere and a weird free agency period. We can all say that also due to the fact that they could negotiate for about a week before they actually got to the new league year means that a lot of the deals were kind of already pseudo worked on before they teams with their own free agents. I would like to point out something that is for some reason people aren't talking about. It was announced via Shams, notably only Shams, that the Nuggets offered Jamal Murray a $209 million extension. Notably, Jamal has not signed that. I don't know what it means, but I do know that that announcement was made on the 27th of June. It is now the 5th of July, and there's been no signing. How do we interpret this? And that's another question. There are such weird things happening right now. And a lot of these and this weirdness is because of the Nuggets' choices they made starting last offseason. Those choices have cascaded to where they are now. I don't know necessarily what's in Calvin Booth's mind when it comes to this, but I do know to go have your half of your roster be on rookie contracts was a choice. The Nuggets didn't have to go that direction. This was a choice. And a lot of people are convinced that this is the only way the Nuggets can go. And if you are behind Calvin Booth as far as that goes, then you're behind him. But having rumors out there and having it very obvious that from multiple places that Nikola Jokic is pushing for Russell Westbrook, who is probably no longer good, should make you question of the scenarios that are happening right now within the Nuggets. What is happening at Ball Arena right now? The Nuggets made a series of choices which resulted in the Nuggets being exiting the second round during this last postseason, losing to their former general manager, team president, and coming into a full offseason of crisis, which you don't have the coach and GM on the same page. And I'm not even sure the players are on the same page as the GM. And are they on the same page as the coach? Everyone seems to be rowing at a different speed. And the Nuggets sit with a roster with 12 people. From all indications, it seems like they want to go after Dario Saric and Russell Westbrook. Well, that's not going to put them over the hump, necessarily. But it's due to choices they made. The Nuggets made the choice to not trade Mike. They still have him on the roster. And don't miss me with the bullshit about he's untradeable. Every contract in the NBA is tradable. Russell Westbrook, on his enormous contract, was traded multiple times. Okay? Didn't miss me with that. Players are tradable. Nuggets made a choice to go in on draft picks like this. Low first, early second round draft picks. The Nuggets made a choice to go here. The Nuggets made a choice to be where they're at right now. And it's really down to whether you believe in Calvin Booth about whether you think this team will be going forward in any sort of great capacity. And more importantly, it'll be about whether Nikola Jokic believes in Calvin Booth. At this point, we're left with wondering, what the hell is going on with Denver Nuggets? They're in a very, very weird spot. And I don't know if they are on as solid a footing organizationally as they let on. From Stan Kroenke making a choice about the second apron being a hard cap to Calvin Booth going with draft picks and filling half of his roster with rookie contracts to Michael Porter Jr. still being on the roster to the Nuggets going after Russell Westbrook. It is all part and parcel to the confusion and weirdness that has been going on with your Denver Nuggets. And I hate that we're here now, because this, I would rather be covering a team that didn't flame out in the second round. I would rather be covering a team that was repeating. But where we're at right now is completely different. And at this point, we need to acknowledge the weirdness. And we need to acknowledge that the weirdness is here because of choice. All right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast. I'm going to be back, I think, probably Monday with another episode. Goodbye.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.